pandemic, where we are seeing that growth. I don't have December's or last month's stuff here in front of me, but I want to think that we finished 2020 like 7.65 above 2019. If any other justice can remember better than I can, feel free to jump in there. But we are going to project roughly what we revenued last year. Now, part of that reason being is criminal justice sales tax. This is about 97% of their revenue. If we miss on that, that puts them in a bad spot. So typically what we do is just project what we got last year, hope for a modest 2-3% increase, and we'll work from there.
Okay, thank you. I just new to this, so I'm just trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you would like to see some older data, I can definitely get that to you. Just let me know, and I can show you where we are, where we have been.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Anyone else?
Scott, this is Justin Knight. Let's not discount the amount of stimulus that we had last year and another that came in this year as well. So that surely has an impact on it.
Justin, it does. It absolutely does. I believe the stimulus, this is just my personal opinion, though, I believe that stimulus kept us from falling into a real recessionary type period. It kept us pumping through when times were not as good. Our revenue, our overall revenue last year was actually down versus 19. Not down as bad as we thought it was going to be, but it was still down. So there are some losses in revenue across the whole economy, but this sales tax, it seems like people are still spending money.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Justin.
Any other county officials?
Thank you, Judge.
Sheriff, you have one file here. You want to comment? And maybe Angie's sitting in for you.
Well, I'm on here. She's not. I don't know what. I just got my January stats. I would like for the new members and obviously the court to hear. For the month of January, our average headcount at Unit 1, our capacity is 118. For the month of January, we're back up to 141 in our maximum security facility. At Unit 2, our capacity is 218. We have 117. These are the nonviolent offenders. Our average headcount for the female section, our capacity is 88. We have 66 in it. Going to patrol, the total numbers of all calls to our dispatch center was 2,561, and the total number of calls to the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office was 1,800. We had 54 animal calls. We wrote 8 animal citations. Our criminal investigation division, they opened 76 cases for the month of January, and we closed 16. And then in our transport, we made 92 trips for a total hours of 124. Total miles was 4,589 at a cost of $4,382.81. And that's all I have, Judge, unless anybody's got questions for me.
Well, any questions, Sheriff, on this report? Hearing none, we'll move forward. Any other county officials have anything to report that they'd like to make at this time?
Judge, this is Pickett. The Budget and Finance Committee met on the 9th of February. We have two ordinances for the court to consider.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The Courts of Public Safety Committee had an introductory meeting on February the 9th, Your Honor, but we have no business to bring before the court this evening.
Okay. Other standing committee reports, who met besides those two?
Your Honor, this is Matt Brown. The Infrastructure Committee met on February the 9th as well, and we also do not have any ordinances or anything to bring before the court today.
Thank you, Matt. Okay. Personnel Committee did not meet.
Correct.
All right. Special reports, as far as I know, none. Old business, none. Let's go to new business and the two ordinances that John. But first, let's go through proposed ordinance 21-02. It's a cleanup ordinance for 2020 under the appropriation ordinance. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that proposed ordinance 21-2002 be considered by the full court at this time.
Second the motion.
Motion made and seconded.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the court?
Do we want to read the title only first?
Yes.
No record. I think we'll read the title only first, if that's with everybody's pleasure. Counselor, would you read the proposed ordinance 21-02?
Yes, sir. Be it enacted by the quorum court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled An Appropriation Ordinance to Amend and Supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 19-48, 2020 Annual Budget, December 18, 2019.
You've heard the ordinance title read. Is there any items on that ordinance that people want to comment on or question about, either one? It's my understanding.
Judges?
Go ahead. Who's...
Yeah, this is Justice Kendrick. I was just wondering on Section 3, do we have any information on why we were transferring that much from workman's comp over to utilities? Why were we that short in our utilities? Do we have any information on that?
Margaret, do you know about that? You put this motion together.
All I know is the juvenile department come up a little short and was having to start spending out of their other budgets. So this is where they had a little bit of money left. So we moved it down there so to make them whole again. I don't know if there's anyone, I don't see anyone here to speak on their behalf, but they got overspent in their line items in that category that had to be corrected.
Thank you, Margaret.
Other questions of any item in any section? Not going to rush you, but I don't hear any other questions. So, Margaret, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes, yeah, I'm for it.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Aye.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Ordinance 20-02 is approved.
I hope so.
It's moved to the Tab 4 says the proposed ordinance 21-03, appropriation ordinance. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that ordinance 21-03 be considered by the full court and read by title only.
Second.
Second.
Sam Strange seconded. Margaret Forrest and Sam did. Okay.
Well, I got Higgins first.
Excuse me, go ahead.
We're good.
Okay. Counselor, would you read
ordinance 21-03 be enacted by the quorum court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 20-32, December 17th, 2020.
Okay, you've heard the title read of this ordinance. It's got a few sections to it. The floor is open for any questions on any of the sections that are in this ordinance.
Judge Baker, this is Justice Lahosky.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, I don't really have a question, but a comment. I just want to express my appreciation to our assessor, Mrs. Lewis, about the Section 3. I understand I had a conversation with her about their phone system over there at the assessor's office. I know they've been swamped during COVID and everything, and I appreciate her stepping out there and making some technology improvements to bring their phone system up to date and everything, so I appreciate her for making that move.
Tyler, thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Other questions about any time on this or proposed order 21-3 or any comments on it? Randy, are you? No. I see lights up, lighting up, and then all of a sudden they go out, so I'm not. I'm not trying to push, I'm just trying to make sure anybody has a question, we get them answered. Hearing none, Margaret, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strang.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 21-03 is approved. There are none. There are a couple of announcements. One is that Faulkner County requested the state emergency management to declare Faulkner County a disaster affecting February the 19th, and with primary focus on Mayflower water issues and other water concerns of cities and towns that came to the question. But that was done last Friday. I want to commend the sheriff's office for showing sheriff and all, because a lot of folks ended up in the ditch. Everyone that I saw in the ditch, I saw a Faulkner County deputy trying to assist and blocking the road and all. And it's a good thing. I want to commend the road department for their 9 days of efforts of cleaning the road. We've had positive comments all the way from the State Highway Department to numerous individuals, the efforts tried to make. A lot of people didn't understand that there was actually three storms that started. The first would be an ice storm, then the first snow storm, and then the second snow storm. And it was a huge challenge on everyone out there to try to keep the roads open. I have no other announcements, and I have nothing else on my agenda, so I'm going to call this meeting.
Judge?
Yes.
This is Justice Kendrick. I've got a question about an ordinance that we passed, and it's probably for you or Tom to answer a while back. I think we passed it in October, but I was just wondering where we are at on implementing our board transparency ordinance about putting our board information on the county website.
Justice Kendrick, yes, that's the one that I've been working on. It is a work in progress with the amount of information that we've got to secure, and we don't want to put something on there that we're not supposed to put on, but it is a work in progress. It will get done. Probably today, in all fairness, it's probably about 40% done. That's just where we're at.
Okay. Very good, Judge. I appreciate it. I hadn't seen anything. And I guess I do have a request, too, and this is a request for the personnel committee. I hope that I would like to request that we meet next month in March because we need to officially elect the chairman of the committee. So I would like to see a personnel committee meeting in March.
This is Justice Pearson. I'll take it into consideration.
Thanks. Okay, I hope so, because I'll have to work for more than calling one, so thank you.
We're good. Folks, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Now, anybody else want to make a comment? Y'all, for record.